Bedson Area Nature Group, Otters, Mud and the Dawn Chorus. February saw a packed house at the Millstream Centre for a talk about our new local celebrities, the otters. The audience was eager to hear about these elusive creatures and their gradual return to local waterways. Apparently, nothing excites more than the promise of otter footage and the chance to discuss animal poo in polite company. Otters had a rough time in the 1950s when pollution and hunting nearly wiped them out across England. But since the 1980s, they have made a remarkable comeback due to legal protections and cleaner rivers. Today, there are otters in every county in England, with the population estimated at over 11,000. These solitary animals weigh between 7 and 11 kilos and require roughly 1 kilo of food per day. Although mostly nocturnal, they have excellent eyesight and highly sensitive whiskers to detect prey. Fish, frogs and crayfish are favourites, but the occasional duck, moorhen or unlucky rabbit are also on the menu. They spend about two-thirds of their lives on land, where they can run at up to 15 miles per hour. After a 9-week pregnancy, a female produces a litter of 1 to 4 cubs that stay with her for about a year. The father, meanwhile, contributes nothing to childcare, though he may share territory with females, an arrangement that may ring true with some human parents. The first evidence of otters was the discovery of spraint, otter droppings, along the brook. Gavin McLaughlin and Spencer Parker then installed trail cameras and checked Ring doorbell footage, confirming that otters are travelling from the Thames along the brook towards Ewham. A plentiful supply of signal crayfish, an invasive species, seems to be keeping the otters well fed, potentially turning them into useful pest controllers. A big thank you to Gavin McLaughlin and Spencer Parker for masterminding this fantastic project, as well as to Gavin for the presentation and Spencer for helping to field the many questions. Volunteers also attempted to tackle pendulous sedge at the cuckoo pen, where this invasive plant is taking over parts of the wetland to the detriment of native species. Unfortunately, the work session coincided with extremely wet weather, which joined the battle. After about 30 minutes of heroic digging in extremely muddy conditions, the volunteers decided the mud had won this round and so retreated to fight another day. Meanwhile, volunteers have been trained in mud spotting, identifying where sediment enters the stream after heavy rain, and collecting water samples to test phosphate levels. Chalk streams naturally contain very low nutrients, so even small increases cause algae growth and disrupt the ecosystem. Dawn Chorus Walk, save the date. On Saturday the 2nd of May, you are invited to our Dawn Chorus Walk, starting at the entirely reasonable time of 5 a.m, because apparently birds refuse to schedule their concerts later in the morning. We will start at Cow Common, Ewham, and walk along public footpaths to absorb the wonderful atmosphere returning to the Crestbed Centre for breakfast.